Welcome to this session today. Meditation is something, how we do this in the core teachings here is an incredibly simple thing. Really what we're doing in meditation is putting attention on that which is permanent, that which is not changing, that which is constant, invisible, intangible, effortlessly here. Because our habit is usually to put attention upon what is changing, what is moving, coming and going, phenomena, basically. Anything that comes and goes has a size, a shape, is perceivable either in here like a thought or an emotion, or out there like the sofa in this room, the table I'm using for this, the laptop, my own body, your body. There are gross phenomena, basically tangible, audible, visible phenomena. So how does meditation work then? Why does it work? And this really comes down to one simple thing. When I began to understand this, it really helped me to see why meditation was so important. A healthy mixture, a balance of meditation, self-inquiry, and contemplation really made profound shifts possible in my life to come to live as what I had seen to be true. So the one thing that's perhaps most important to understand is that you are not a limited, finite being. And of course, we may know that theoretically, but when you think about what it means for what you have your attention on, that you're really infinite with unlimited power, that you are reality itself, and that we have been using a lot of that power that we are. We don't have power. We are that power. It's totally safe to recognize this. We've been using this power to sustain a kind of tangled web of illusionary beliefs and therefore experiencing those over and over again. We invest our energy in sustaining the illusion because we're looking at our experience. Our experience is mirroring what we believe in here. Out there is reflecting it back to us like a mirror image. Because we keep seeing it, experiencing it, living it, we feel more invested in keeping the illusion alive of the fact that we are a separate being and all the beliefs that come with that, that we look in the contemplative process we look into. And so meditation works by redirecting that power, that sense of reality, to what is absolutely already permanent and stable about us. So when we focus on the illusion, thoughts are just thoughts. But when we look at those thoughts, when we believe them, what really is believing a thought is giving it a lot of attention, a lot of airtime, feeling the emotion behind it correspondingly. So if I am sure that I am a separate being, my infinite power will cause that idea to be experienced over and over again. 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, I'll keep having experiences that are just ongoing, three-dimensional, real-time, holographic experience of being a separate being that's kind of tailor-made for my karmic patterns, playing out that exact way. So thoughts are just thoughts. They don't have any power of their own. The power that they get is when we believe them, when we invest. Just if I hold my hand up like this, shine a light behind it, any shadow that shines on the wall over there is going to have to take the shape of what is in the way of the light. So each belief is in the way of the light. It's expressing through that shape, that idea, and our experience takes that shape. So if I really strongly feel I'm separate, I'm alone in the world, I don't have what I need, all of that, I'm not safe, I'm not good enough, my experience has to look like that. There is no other thing possible. And it feels extraordinarily real because I am the infinite power. Anything I believe to be true is the infinite power. It's going to infinitely seem real over and over again, isn't it? And that's why we seem to be stuck for so long in the illusion. Instead, when we begin to spend 20 minutes a day bringing attention to what is actually real, the fact that you are infinite and everywhere, by tuning in, whichever method we're using to tune in, whether we're noticing the sense of beingness, the presence, consciousness, or whether we are listening to the silence, being aware of awareness, the real self, by whichever name we're calling it, because these are all the same. There's only the one. We're just calling it different names to help us tune into it more. And begin to notice the silence of our being, our consciousness, the sense of being here, this moment of now. Then that begins to feel more real than the illusion. Gradually, bit by bit, the illusionary sense of being a separate being begins to feel less and less real because we're putting less and less attention on it. Easier and easier then to come out of the ideas, stop believing the ideas that have seemed so real, because we begin to recognize they only seemed real because I, the infinite self, was putting so much attention on them. So instead of shining the light and the attention is on the shape, the idea, and then the experience that I'm experiencing out there, the shadow on the wall, begin to bring attention to the light itself, the light that's unencumbered, the light before it hits any idea. It isn't taking a shape, it's shapeless, it's formless, the light of our being. So there's a shift over that begins to occur then for us, that what we really actually are seems more accessible, maybe seems as if it begins to move from the background of our experience, where I really have to look to find it, to more and more it's at the forefront of my experience. And the thoughts, the illusionary sense of being a someone, a separate someone, begins to move to the background. There's this flipping over that happens when we meditate by simply putting attention on what already is here. If we are trying to rearrange and get rid of the phenomena, the thoughts and everything, the emotions, then those are going to seem very real. So bringing attention only to what is real, bringing it back and back and back every time it wanders back to some phenomena, is going to allow this real self to begin to emerge. And you'll feel more and more like you're living as it rather than just seeing it. There'll be more of a sense of being it. You'll see more available, more obvious every time you meditate like this. So we're really just shifting attention, because like a powerful light, whatever that light shines on is going to really be illuminated. And whether that's illusion or reality is up to us, isn't it? So noticing whichever way we can tune in and spending more and more time aware of what's real, less and less time looking at what's unreal. And that's a process for all of us. We are where we are in that. And just allowing that habit to shift over in that. So meditation is simply consciously choosing where to place attention, where to place awareness on what is permanent, unchanging, and stable, or what we usually do by default without realizing, on what is changing and impermanent and unstable in our experience. So I hope that helps you to kind of grasp a little bit more about why we do meditation in this way in the Call Teachings program. For me, it was the most simple, the most powerful, and the most immediate in, didn't necessarily straight away lead to peace, but it did stop me suffering. Every time my attention was on the silence rather than the thoughts, then there were thoughts, but I was listening to the silence instead, or being aware of the awareness that knew the thoughts were there. And then I wasn't able to suffer for that time. The attention was there. And that was a lifesaver for me. That was a lifeboat in a very stormy ocean of karmic patterns. I was glad to do that. And I began to enjoy it more and more. And that kind of fueled this desire to not just have that during a meditation session. I wanted to feel that way all the time. Meditation then moved from something I was doing to something I was being more and more during the rest of the day. My attention was moving to automatically what was real. So I hope that helps you to kind of relax a little bit more around your meditation and enjoy it more. And just to recognize the power of something so simple like this in terms of changing your life immediately. Even if at first it's only during the session of meditation, And then the benefits begin to kind of seep out in and around the meditation. So you 20 minutes meditation and you feel just kind of more content and relaxed for the hour or two afterwards. And then the more consistently you do this, that effect lasts longer and longer and longer. And eventually you just kind of start to notice that you're feeling that way anyway, more and more often, that you're focused on what is real without even trying. So happy meditating. Just a very quick reminder, there's no perfect meditation. Whatever happens for you today in meditation is your perfect meditation for today. Tomorrow will be different, just as yesterday was. So, thank you.